You're listening to the WCHE Morning Magazine on the talk of Chester County. WCHE 1520 AM and streaming worldwide at WCHE1520.com.
And welcome back here to the WCHE Morning Magazine. Time to introduce our next guest here. Ryan Heenan is from Willistown Township, correct?
Yep.
And he is... like the good old-fashioned American farmer who wants to go out and just make his mark on the world. But he has run into some opposition with some neighbors in what he and his wife are trying to do, his wife, Lori. So, Ryan, first of all, welcome to the station. Good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Doug and Donna.
Appreciate you stopping by here. So to give us a little bit, just a quick background of how you got yourself to Chester County, Willistown Township, and what you were hoping to accomplish.
Absolutely. So my wife and I moved from Springfield Township, is where we lived beforehand. I'm from Haverford originally. She's a Cape May girl. So we met in Springfield, lived there for a few years, and then lived in separate houses, decided to sell both of those and buy a big chunk of land as big as we could find, and made our way out Providence Road to where we live now, which is Willistown Township, Castlebar Lane.
Were you trying to buy a big chunk of land so you could do some farming, or you just like the vistas and the space? And
yeah, I think initially the draw was a little bit more space. You know, we don't have a farming background at all, but it kind of always interest to us. Maybe more as a hobby than a profession. But
did the previous owners do any kind of farming or cultivation? Or
yeah, so the previous owner had built on the property. It's actually two separate properties. Had built a equestrian facility. So there was a 10-stall equestrian facility. But the problem was when we bought that property, he had sold off some of the land that served those horses. So we were left with a big structure that needed a lot of repair, but couldn't necessarily facilitate, you know, an equestrian operation anymore. So our goal was, you know, first and foremost, to try to preserve the barn and keep it as a barn rather than tearing it down and turning it into another house. So just started thinking creatively about how we might accomplish that.
You always enjoyed, or you or your wife always enjoyed, just flowers and that kind of gardening and...
Yeah, outside, you know, we're always outside all the time. We try to...
How many acres are we talking about, by the way?
It's 8.5 acres. So okay. The house is a 4-acre lot, and then the barn itself is a separate 4.5-acre lot.
So this is your business, as it were, would be contained basically to the barn area?
Correct, yeah. So it started out with growing flowers, basically converting the horse pastures into a flower farm, you know, setting up the beds, the irrigation, the fencing, you know, all of the infrastructure work.
Now, if you just said, we're going to keep it all a horse farm, or we're going to have some horses, and would you have gotten any blowback from the neighbors, do you think?
No, because that's what it was, you know, historically. And frankly, we tried to avoid that because we thought that would be kind of more of an imposition with horse trailers and trainers and vets and,
You can see why the scourge of flowers would be such a horrible thing.
You know, never in my wildest dreams did I think that flowers would be so controversial. We thought, hey, who would ever oppose something like this?
So what happens? This looks bad for the neighbors. Okay, this makes them look really bad. But where was the problem? What started this? You have a beautiful farm. A lot of people have been talking about it in social media. Wildflower Farm. I mean, gorgeous place, gorgeous flowers. And you got these neighbors that are harassing you, and it doesn't make any sense.
So I will say, not all of them are. Okay. You know, we have some really neighbors. Great neighbors as well. We have some awesome neighbors who are totally supportive.
And by the way, after you finish your thought, we've got one on the phone who wants to support you, but go ahead.
Thank you. So I guess where it started was 2020 was the year, you know, like the rest of America, we were stuck at home unexpectedly. We'd been working on the barn for the past 4 or 5 years and kind of had that up to snuff where we wanted it. And so we started all the infrastructure work on the farm itself, the, you know, installing beds and things like that. And we did share this with our neighbors that, hey, we're going to start a flower farm. Didn't seem like it was going to be an issue. You know, some of them were all on board with it. I guess they maybe mistakenly thought that all of the flowers would be sold offsite or wholesaled, which, you know, it wasn't the case. We planned to just have limited hours to sell the flowers. And really the point of it is not to make a fortune, but we think this place is special and we want to share it with other people.
What kind of flowers, by the way?
All types. Yeah, my wife is...
Pretty ones, Doug. Pretty ones.
Oh, those kind. Okay.
My wife is a pharmacist by trade, so she is like loving all the science behind the flowers, so she can tell you every Latin word for every every variety. But...
And you're like, they're pretty. It's the blue ones.
The blue ones.
To the right. Well, is that what the neighbors are objecting to, that people are coming and going to buy something? I mean, what is it all? What's the skin off their teeth?
So at the onset, we had, you know, kind of had the discussion with them about what we would like to do was, and we thought this would be the easiest way to limit the use was to say, hey, we'd like to sell these flowers, you know, 8 to 12 times a year by having a private gathering. So if you wanted to have a little bridal shower, or at the time, the micro wedding was big buzzword. So, you know, if you want to have 40 people to come here and bomb the place with flowers, buy all our flowers, it's a way for us to have one big flower sale a couple times a year.
Yeah.
Well, that story got spun into the Heenans are trying to start a huge, you know, large scale commercial wedding venue in a residential neighborhood.
And nobody just picked up the phone and said, yo, Ryan, what's going on here?
And still to this day, they are kind of rolling with that story, but I've reached out a number of times. They refuse to sit down and meet and talk or anything.
That's crazy.
It's not like you're living in a neighborhood where the houses are right on top of each other. You're spread out.
Right. Yeah, it's,
half of the neighbors probably wouldn't even realize somebody had come to visit you because they're so far away.
Exactly. And the irony is, you know, these are all 4-acre lot minimums in this area.
Wow.
Which is intended to facilitate agriculture.
Sure.
It is an agricultural district. You know, residential low density housing is 1 acre or less.
Mm-hmm.
So to apply residential laws to an area with 4-acre zoning just doesn't match.
Work.
You know, the state would have a hard time with that.
Well, we have a supporter of yours on the phone. Her name is Jenny, also a farmer, I understand, as well. Good morning, Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you doing
this morning?
Thanks for calling.
Yes. So from your perspective, how do you think the situation is being handled between these neighbors who are coming against Ryan and Lori?
I think they're doing the best they can, and it's very hard in Willistown Township because you have people that they support farming, which is so important because, by the way, it benefits the environment, purifies air, water, soil. And what disheartens me is seeing them fight. And Lori and Ryan are awesome people. They've supported us at our farm, Holly Hollow Farm, and to see them virtually attacked, but yet these neighbors that are attacking them have no problem with Ryan Holmes and Toll Brothers just going in and bulldozing and putting in their developments, which are catastrophic to the environment.
Yeah.
And Ryan and Lori have been so upfront. They provide whatever information's needed. And I've been to their property. It's a wonderful setup, ample parking. It's not like you would have people parking all along the street or being loud or, you know, just being disruptive. And to see them attacked, it just breaks my heart. We got to save farmers.
Yes, exactly. And support them. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And you see these same people that will attack farmers, the small farmers like they are and we are. And they'll be like, oh, climate change. We got to stop it. But yet here's somebody who can and they're attacking them.
It makes no sense. This is the thing. It makes no sense. And if Ryan is trying to talk to them and explain what's going on and they don't want to sit down, this makes no sense.
Yeah, they should be, and they should have. They're very approachable people to be like, hey, Ryan, what's going on? Hey, Lori. They're always out. You can see them, you know, when you could go up their driveway and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're such approachable people. You know, my husband's a retired Marine. He's not as approachable. you know, so, but nobody's done that. And it's like,
it's
why
crazy.
Has it? And I've grown up. Farms in the horse world. I've evented at Radnor Hunt, which they are close to. And just seeing how it's changed over the last 30 years. Now I'm dating myself.
That's okay.
But it's like to see people to be so negative about
a farm. Mean. And I was just going to say this about Radnor Hunt. These people probably have no problem with the events that are held at Radnor Hunt, where people are parked all over the place. It's a mess. Great event. Yeah. I mean, for the people who like that thing. But this makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And some of those people complaining about their farm are happy to go to the Radnor Hunt.
That's what I mean. It's like, what is going on here? The madness has taken hold. This is what it is. The madness. And now people can't back down and just be wrong and apologize and walk away.
That's what they should do. They should just be like, you know, we made a mistake. But they did the same thing to M. Night Shyamalan, who bought a farm down there.
Exactly.
And they vilified. And he wasn't doing anything.
No.
You know, it's like I'm half tempted to get my friends with all draft horses and stop by Lori and Ryan to be like, hey, we're here. We're just going to, you know, trail ride here a bit. And for them to really be like, here, it was a horse farm beforehand. Here, let's look at all these horses. And that's what I just don't understand.
No.
Like, you know, it's like as you see it changing, and it's not just Willowstown Township. It's even Unionville, East Fallowfield. You have all these developments. People want the quote unquote prestige of living in Chester County, mm-hmm. which was known for all farms,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want what's associated. You know, people complain about living near dairy farms.
Yeah.
Oh, why do those trucks come in so early? Well, why did you move next to a dairy farm?
That's right.
Where do you think your milk's going to come from?
Yes. Doug and I had that conversation earlier because he's out around Kennett, and it's with the mushroom farmers.
Yeah.
You know, it was all mushroom farms. Everybody was cool. And then they built the Toll Brother developments and people moved in. It's not like you can't smell the mushrooms when you're out there and you know what you're really smelling. But it's not like you can't smell it when you were signing those mortgage papers. What did you think was going to happen?
Yes, and Kennett is mushroom capital of the world.
Yes.
Why would you move to Kennett?
And I think this is what's so infuriating about this story to me. It's the entitlement in Chester County. These people, I mean, I was looking at some of the statistics for Willistown. This is not an inexpensive area to live.
No.
These are not people who are inner city or, you know, living on top of one another. It's the ignorance of people who are well-educated and wealthy. And I don't understand that because this farm is no skin off their teeth. Why do they care? Mind their own business. Say they're sorry. Back up and walk away. And it's infuriating.
And, you know, I've even had, when I've gone into places, because I muck stalls, I take care of animals, I've done that for 30 plus years, people making comments, you're making this place smell like horses. Well, this was a farm area. And another thing that gets me is I'm Cherokee. And people will say, oh, you know, the Indians and we moved them. Heck, Unionville School District changed their mascot because of it. I'm like, instead of changing mascots, why don't you honor the way we are? We honored the earth. We honored growing. We honored farming. We honored community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, do that if you support me as a Cherokee woman. Support my friends like Ryan and Lori that are being so beneficial to not only the environment, but society. Like,
yes, thank God for people like them. Thank God for people like them.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I had to call in for support. I saw Lori post it, and as Ryan can tell you, I'm very passionate about farming and supporting people like them. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
Ryan is beaming here in the studio listening to you talk. So,
yeah, because we're going to be talking toward the end of this interview about what people can do, what listeners can do to help this along.
Oh, that would be great. Any support they can do, contacting their elected officials. And I think part of it is really pointing out that, hey, you're attacking these little farms, which we need. No farms, no food, no flowers, bad environment. They need to show that and be like, hey, why aren't we attacking Ryan Holmes and Toll Brothers?
Exactly.
That are literally, and I use this term, and I'm banned from Tom Wolf's page because I use this term about it. They are raping our environment.
Yes.
And nobody's getting up in arms about it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, hopefully that's going to start to change.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jenny.
Bye.
Bye.
And Ryan's like, and that was unsolicited. No money has changed hands.
So what has been the response from the guy? I assume they've complained to the Willstown Township supervisors. What has their response been?
Sure. Yeah. And I feel bad that the township really is between a rock and a hard place. And they've tried to mend this and see both sides of the aisle as we have. And they're just, they're in a difficult position. So I guess at the onset of this whole thing, we had requested like a zoning opinion from our zoning officer that confirmed our ability to have a farm, to have on-site sales, that the barn would be an appropriate location for that and things like that. We actually invited him to our Mother's Day sale, which was our opening day. And it was a great day, a lot of community support. We had a lot of moms with their little kids and had a photographer there and things like that. And that was kind of approved ahead of time. The zoning officer was there to tell our neighbors that, hey, this is approved. We had one neighbor that tried blocking the driveway.
Oh my God. Wow, really?
He started directing cars to the wrong place. And then he came onto the property.
Are we naming this neighbor so we can publicly shame him?
I'll hold off now, but I have video. He was asked to leave the property 14 times and refused.
What a creep.
So we had to call the police, and it was just a mess.
What a creep.
But then 5 days later, we got a citation, not him.
For what?
For your farm appears as though it's a business.
Farm's a business?
Well, that's really the core question at hand is, can a farm be a business? We knew we were approved for on-site sales. That's a state-protected activity for the sale of agricultural commodities. So that's kind of the core of the question is, can a farm be a business?
And is there something in the ordinance that says you're not allowed to run a business on your property?
So the current ordinance, as it's written, and the township eventually withdrew that. Okay. We had a number of long discussions. We eventually came to a settlement agreement in December, which we thought would end all of this craziness. Mm-hmm. So the ordinance as it's currently written says that a farm cannot be a business in Willistown Township.
A farm, if you have a dairy farm, you're selling milk, which is a business. If you are raising horses and selling the horses, that's a business. I mean, any farm, if you're selling wheat, raising crops and if you have a vegetable stand out front, it's a business. I mean, of course a farm is a business. I mean, what's the point of farming if you can't sell what you're growing?
Absolutely. So I obviously agree with you, but there are others who disagree.
To quote Donna, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. So what they've gone out to do is to say, hey, township, if you won't shut down this business, we have the right to go after them directly. So they've sued us directly, but they've also now basically for the settlement agreement, they're suing the township. For the zoning opinion letter, they're suing the zoning here. They brought that before the zoning hearing board. Zoning hearing board said we don't have
jurisdiction. I wish I were the judge in this case.
Honest to God, it's so infuriating. And I'm so sorry you're going through this. These people are pigs. It's terrible. It is terrible. It's unconscionable. And they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you stopping by and sharing your story with us. And please keep us updated on what's happening. And, check in with us from time to time and let us know as things progress through the supervisors meeting, the courts or whatever.
Ryan, before you go, though, tell people what they can do to help you.
Sure. So we would love for anybody that's looking to help support us to send a polite brief email to the township township manager, Sally Slook, whose email address is slook@willistown.pa.us, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just to give the township some kind words. We're asking the township to revise their ordinance so that it complies with the Right to Farm Act.
And it looks like you have a website, wildflowerfarmpa.com.
Absolutely, yep. So we'll be open a little bit in April, but then more regularly from May to early November.
Mm-hmm. Typically, all days or weekends, or what do you normally when you're open?
This past year, we were open Saturdays from 10 to 2, but we'll probably look to expand those hours a little bit in the year to come.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. You got those rebel rousers raising flowers now all over the place.
Right. And
next thing, there'll be rumbles in the street and all sorts of stuff going on.
The email address is to Ms. Slook is SSLOOK at willistown.pa.us.
Right. Well, Ryan,
thanks for coming in.
Certainly wish you all the best. And
sorry it's happening to you.
We're fighting the good fight.
Fight the good fight. There you go.
Thank you both for having me.
Thank you.
Pleasure.